Hello and welcome to this episode of Learn Spot Fire. The title of this episode is Learn Spot Fire. And in the first few episodes, we got so excited about 10.10 LTS, the new Spot Fire release, that we've neglected you if you have come here to learn about Spot Fire in the sense of a beginner who has never used it before. So we'd like to introduce today the new series that will be running episodes of learning for new people with learning for new users of 10.10, people who have just upgraded to 10.10. So there will be a parallel track for 10.10 and a parallel track for new users. And so we wanted to start that thread with a closer look at the business author client. Why should we focus on the business author client? Well, the obvious immediate knee-jerk response is why not? One of the reasons for talking about business author is that many people, including TIBCO, tend to neglect you business author people. And this is for very good reasons. One is that you are the newest group of people. So if you look back at the history of Spotfire, back to DXP, it was always a desktop Windows application, and Spotfire meant Windows, and it meant desktop applications, and it had to be installed, and it had to be logged into a server. But once you were logged in and authenticated, unless you wanted to use information links and things in the library, you could work offline. Very important. That was back in the early 2000s, perhaps a little bit later than that, maybe mid-2000s. And it was certainly before TIBCO acquired the fledgling startup, which was then called simply Spotfire. And DXP was the name of the product, and Spotfire was the name of the company. Fast forward a few more years, and around the time TIBCO acquired Spotfire in 2007-2008, they added a web client, sometimes called the web consumer these days, which is a great name for it. We like the name of that. Reason for emphasizing that we like the name of the consumer is that we do not like the name of the business author. More later. So what does the web client give you? The web client gives you a modern, then anyway, 10 years ago, modern way of looking at data in a web client, which meant lots of things. It meant you could rapidly service large numbers of users without having to install the desktop client for everybody. Previously, before the web player came along, there was something called an enterprise client, which was basically a cut-down version of the desktop client, which was cheaper, which is very important if you're involved in budgeting for Spotfire, but it had far fewer features and was aimed at consuming content created by somebody else. So once the web came along, Spotfire built a web server that ran in IIS, the Microsoft Internet Server thing, which has since died. Because it ran in IIS, it meant that you didn't have to install anything and you could use it on any computer that a web browser would work on, which also meant, and these days means, iPads, tablets, all that kind of stuff. By running in the web browser, it enabled Apple technology for the first time. Previously, Spotfire was very much a Microsoft tool. So now you've got the web client, which is great for looking at stuff, and you've got the desktop client, these days known as Spotfire Analyst, which is great for building stuff. However, Spotfire Analyst is very much these days a power user tool. It's got hundreds of menus. There may even be 1,000 menus, all nested in submenus and features all over the place. And although Spotfire 10 has done a great job of simplifying this client and making it easier to work with for new users, thereby making it more complex for people who used Spotfire 7 and earlier, of course, but that's the case for any software product. As the Spotfire Analyst got more and more capable with custom plugins and extra visuals and all kinds of other features, the data canvas and so on, it became increasingly difficult for new users to learn and for occasional users to just get stuff done. Added issues are that increasingly it is harder and harder now to get Windows applications installed. So many large corporates won't let you do this yourself. You have to download or request from an app store that they maintain, and then you get it packaged up and sent to you maybe next week, maybe next year, maybe never. And when it arrives, invariably, one DLL conflicts with another one. You haven't got various prerequisites installed, and the person who did the packaging didn't quite have the same laptop as you, and the whole thing degenerates into a big mess. This is particularly a big mess for large user communities of over 100 users. What could be done about this? Well, now that the web browser is far more capable, and in fact, as Chromos has showed, you can run pretty much an entire operating system inside the browser, you are now able to have the rich technologies that the developers need to allow you to create reports inside the web browser. And this is when the Business Author was born. Business Author, although it sounds like a separate client, it is in fact a version of the web player tool, and it runs in the web player, it runs in the web browser. However, if you have a Business Author license in addition to the consumer, you will find that you have a blue edit button in your web browser. Press the blue edit button and you will then be launched into the Business Author tool, which is these days a pretty rich, full-featured, what used to be Spotfire Analyst tool, but running in the web browser. And if you do have version 10 or newer, 10.3, 10.10 and so on, you will find that the web browser Business Author looks tantalizingly close to the desktop tool, because these days the desktop tool is gradually being rewritten to use web technologies and all the latest modern technologies, moving away from .NET and making it as close as possible to the web browser experience. So if you are a user with access to all three types of client, the learning curve is reduced and the culture shock between the clients is far smaller than it ever has been in the past. And that merging of the functionalities and merging of the user experience is going to continue over the next year or two. So those of you waiting for box plots in the Business Author hopefully don't have too many more months to wait for that particular visualization. What can't you do in the Business Author? Well, you can't use Information Designer, but we are gradually adding more and more features into that product. There is no separate download for the Business Author. If you are an administrator, all you need to do is enable a web player node, and anyone with a Business Author license will automatically get access to that magic blue edit button. The blue edit button is pretty much the only indication that a user has the Business Author license, and once they've pressed it, they then get a much richer menu structure, which much more closely mirrors the desktop client. So what is it? The Business Author is for occasional users or web-based users or people who don't run Microsoft Windows. That's right, it works on Safari, Chrome, any device really that supports either of those browsers. It works on the new Edge. It works on pretty much every browser you want to throw at it. The important thing is that it's a zero download tool. That's important for administrators. It means anybody could just pick up a device and use the client without installing anything. Why would you want to use it? Well, if you are an occasional user, it is very much easier to learn, very much more modern and better looking than the desktop tool, although it has fewer features. If you are somebody buying Spotfire or paying for Spotfire, perhaps in a small or medium-sized enterprise or in a smaller team, or you want to just start using Spotfire to play with it, you will find the cloud pricing, the per-user pricing for Business Author, is substantially cheaper than the Spotfire Analyst desktop client. So this has been a quick introduction into Business Author, what it is, why you might use it, how much it costs, where does it fit in the product line from TIBCO, and we will be looking in more detail at other features of the Business Author in the coming days. We did say earlier that we didn't like the naming of the client, and this is purely selfish. It's because when we started developing the courses for TIBCO Spotfire, we invented a series of user roles. The web consumer was one of them. The other two were analyst and business author. Now, in those days, the courses that you used to buy from TIBCO had business author as the power user. So you will now see why we don't like this terminology, because it has swapped the terminology for analyst and author and made analyst the power user. So nowadays, if you're buying from TIBCO, consumer is the least capable client, business author is the next most capable, the middle one, and Spotfire Analyst is the desktop tool, which is the power user tool, or the one for expert users, the ones who use Spotfire every day for advanced analytics, perhaps using R and Python scripting and data functions. So if you are a long-time user of TIBCO, you might have got confused by that, but new users won't know any different. Essentially, the user categories are consumer, that's in the web, business author, that's in the web but allows you to create new content, and analyst, which is a desktop tool and only runs on Microsoft Windows. A quick introduction in 10 minutes to the business author, and we strongly recommend it for all users. Thank you for listening to Learn Spotfire. More next time.